This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can reach us, or you can call the show at 844-551-8255. Before I get into the actual comments I want to make this hour, I want to talk about, because I'm going to talk about Google and this guy who got fired, James something, former Google guy, got fired because he talked about the diversity within Google and how it's, you know, run effectively in a Nazi-like fashion, you know, Gestapo, and how that transcends just normal business practices, but is part of a formative strategy of the left to make people, you know, you're only going to get certain information. And this is why I keep telling you guys, go to Tea Party Community, get signed up, teapartycommunity.com, get signed up, and become active in this. We are, look, you watched what happened over the past few decades with media. What do you think social media is doing? Ask yourself the level of attention your grandchild or your child spends with their phone. You know what I mean? Just ask them. Look at them. Observe them. And you'll go, holy Toledo. You know, it pales in comparison to how much news they ever watched. And you know what Google owns? They own YouTube. They are trying right now to get more content into YouTube than you can imagine. And then think about the Google algorithms that are going to send you over to their stuff. And what these guys are all buying. What's Facebook doing? These kids, these millennials, are going to have more influence over you and your kids and your grandkids than anything, and you're letting them do it. So all I'm saying, guys, is we have to wake up to this stuff, and we better do it quickly, or it's going to be too late. So, you know, let's just jump into this Google stuff. Breitbart did an interview with a guy. He wrote this manifesto. And the interview series they entitled Rebels of Google. And it says, one employee who spoke to us in fear for losing their job if their identities were made public, we have provided aliases in place of their real names. In the first interview of the series, a Google employee named Hal spoke of witch hunts and intolerance at Google, as well as dysfunction at the company upper echelons. It says, the second interview was with a guy named Emmett. Spent several years at the company. They asked him if he could corroborate allegations that employees within Google's ad sales department have expressed a great deal of sympathy with Sleeping Giants campaigns, which had sought to deny ad revenue to alternative media sites, including Breitbart. Now, see, that's what they do. We've all figured out how to monetize through their system, and they don't like it. I'm talking about conservatives. We're figuring out a way to make a little coin here and there, fractional pennies, but they add up. And it used to be we were minuscule. We were lucky to get a million hits a month. We have people that drive more media than CNN through their website. Breitbart's one of them. One of the biggest media outlets on the planet now is Breitbart. More traffic, in some cases, than even Fox News, people like this. They're a factor. The Daily Caller, theblacksphere.net. No, I'm kidding. That's my site. I wish it was that big. But we do okay. We get 2 to 4 million people a month on our website. I'd love to make it 20. But I can. The top, I'd say the top 50 media outlets in the country, at least 30 of them are dominated by conservatives. On the left, you've got Huffington. I mean, don't misunderstand me. Leftists do, you know, they'll read their stuff. But we have people now that get 200 million hits a month. That is a media engine. People you don't even really know are out there. You certainly wouldn't know who the owners are. Conservative sites. I've named a few. So we now are in the mix. We have a stake in it. And those fractional pennies mean money. And if you're advertising Lexus, or, you know, think of it as the guys who the A players, like the Michael Jordans, you know, he gets the nice car deal, he gets the, you know, the nice Gatorade deal, the Nike shoes, etc. And then there are guys that advertise the local car dealership. Well, Google determines who's going to get what. And there's been a cabal within Google that if you are listed as a conservative site, they give you the nastiest, raunchiest stuff you can imagine to advertise. So you get foot fungus. I'm not even kidding, guys. You get online dating sites from, you know, Asians and, you know, Russians. And you get, you know, diseases. It's nasty stuff. But if you're a liberal site, then you get the Lexuses and the, you know, the Tide, you know, cleaners and all that. You get all the things that people use day to day. For us, we get the crap. And so what happened was, I'm telling you the truth, we went away from Google AdSense and went to Facebook's Instant Articles because it delivers faster and the pay rates were better. But here's what I warn people. It's going to shrink because Zuckerberg and Sergey Brin of Google are going to be in cahoots and they're going to squeeze us out as well. That's the way it works, folks. And we have to be made aware of this, and because they want to drive as many of us out of business as they possibly can. And I'm telling folks, we have to start controlling our own stuff. We have to start controlling our own ad networks and a host of other things, or else they're going to take over. Now, you say, Kevin, come on, we're now fighting back. Yeah, we're fighting back. But you can't fight back the fact that somebody's got that phone, that smartphone in their hand at all times, and they're watching stuff, and Google and Facebook can determine what's being seen. And what's going on right now in every one of these organizations is the sissifying, the political correcting of this country to the point where you can say nothing against Muslims. You can say nothing against women. You can say, and I don't have anything against women, but if you do something wrong with women, I'm they're going to tell you about it. But we can't say anything. They've got, you know, anti-defamation speech now all across the land, folks, in countries all over this world that can get you in prison for saying, look, I don't think, you know, Islam is a religion of peace. Throw them in jail. That's how crazy it's become. So anyway, we'll cover one more segment on this because you need to know how it works and why I'm asking you to go over to TeaPartyCommunity.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Talking about Google, and it's a behemoth, folks. It's an engine, a machine that most people have no clue about. They hear Google, and it's just an innocuous word. They understand it's a search engine and all that. Google it. Remember when we would say Xerox it? Because that was what you did to make a copy? Yeah, Xerox it. Now you say Google it. You don't say search for it. You don't say Bing it. You say Google it. Google has become the authority in searching for things. And I want you to understand what that means. If somebody says, I Googled it, it means I now have the high road on you because I know exactly what it is. I've verified this information. But have they? And the answer is no, they have not. It's just one search engine. And we've proven, during the election cycle, we proved that Hillary Clinton is a, and they'd say, Secretary of State, wonderful mother, wonderful woman, runs a great organization. Hillary Clinton, it would never say Hillary Clinton is a crook, a scoundrel, and whatever. That's what Google can do. Google can frame the discussion. that it wants to have. It can influence everything that you want. It can tell you you're going to have to search so far back to find information, you'll never find it, or it can completely remove it. That's how good Google is. They can scrub the internet. They could make Barack Obama look like a rock star. And they did. They're all part of this cabal. And that's what's going on, and we still support it. You use the term Google quite often, don't you? Be honest. I ain't getting after you. But you do. I do. I use the search engine all the time. I don't want to. But I'm looking for articles. I'm not looking for necessarily bad stuff. I'm looking for the truth. But there are times where, you know what, I need to have another search engine. It'll go find the stuff I'm looking for. There was a speech that Obama gave where he talked about the presidency. He was going to have to give up his life. And for the life of me, I cannot find that on Google or YouTube. And I've seen it. You can't find it. I searched on Barack Obama. Michelle Obama was with him in the interview. I've searched in every way I know how. I've talked to librarians and said, is there something I'm missing? We can't locate it. So Google can control that. They can determine, no, you're never going to see that again. Not through us. Now, somebody else may have it. If you do, give a brother a shout, because I'd love to have that. So they control you. They control the flow of money through AdSense. AdSense is a big piece of how we get paid. People say to me all the time, Kevin, we hate all this stuff going on with your website. And I go, well, then pay me. I'd love to stop using Google. But we get these fractional pennies on AdSense. And as I mentioned earlier, we now have the same relationship with Facebook because they're now dominating that. You have to render your news in a certain format, and then Facebook will pay you for articles at a certain CPM rate. And those rates are starting to drop. I told my buddies, they were, Kevin, they're getting $8 CPMs, you know, which is a payment amount per whatever number of clicks, and that's dropped down to 6. It's dropped down to 5. It's dropped down to 4. Now ours are in the $3 range. So in a short span of a year, you're getting half of what you used to get. Now you could say, oh, Kevin, it's oversaturated or whatever. No, it isn't. It's Zuckerberg saying, I control it. I can pay you whatever I want. Google can do the same thing. Guys, we're talking about fractional pennies that are moving billions and trillions of dollars of merchandise. And Google and Facebook and people like them are making the bulk of the money. These technologists are running your lives, and they're and worse than that, as they get enriched, their crazy, lame brain, millennial ideas come into fruition. And by the way, I'm not talking about just millennials. I'm only using Sergey Brin and Zuckerberg. But it's the lame brain billionaires who get so much money they lose their minds. And that's what's happening. So James Damore wrote a manifesto within Google defending his viewpoint of diversity. It was a fact-based approach to this alleged gender gap in tech. And so he gets fired because he's going, what gender gap are you talking about? There's no gender gap in tech. If there's a gender gap, I would say, okay, there's a gender gap in nursing. Why aren't there more nurses, male nurses? There are some now. I don't know how many. But here's what I will tell you. Nursing is a great career. Pays the bills. Beautiful. I've got, I don't know, 4 or 5 friends who are nurses. A couple of them guys. Most of them are females. It was a female-dominated business. And doctors were a male-dominated. I know a lot more female doctors. Okay? So what happens is guys went, you know what? Nursing's not just a female career. I'll become a nurse. I know Meet the Fockers made it a joke to have, you know, the Gaylord Focker as a nurse in the movie played by Ben, what's his face? But the point of the matter is men did become nurses. They didn't overtake the career, but they started doing the career. Women became doctors. Women started becoming participating more in STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we started having more of them. But it isn't anybody keeping their thumb down. No, women weren't saying, well, yeah, why you want to be a nurse, Mr. Man? They said, oh, you're qualified. We need nurses. Boom, get in it. Get it done. That's how things change. And so this idea, there are gender gaps all over. There are race gaps all over. Grambling University is overrun with black students. And it has a handful of whites. And you could make the case,
well, Kevin, we want the black students to have their own experience.
Okay, then you have to ban all whites. Because if you don't, then aren't you being discriminatory? If you're 98% black and 2% other, aren't you discriminatory? If a school's 98% white, their people are up in arms. I've asked this question of countries. You have countries all over the world who are practically monolithically African, monolithically some South American, you know, or whatever. I'm talking about 90 to 98% one ethnic group, and nobody complains. But let Sweden not have the requisite number of black folks or Hispanics or whatever, and people are up in arms. And in America, it's to the point of ridiculous. And so, you know what Sergey Brin of Google says when he fired James Damore? Stop talking about things where we're setting the narrative. We're setting the narrative that women are treated unfairly in this country. You'd be hard-pressed to find me a woman that can sit here and argue with me about what she's missed out on because she's a woman. And unless she wants to tell me I didn't get a track scholarship on the boys' track team at my college or university, I'd say, well, you did miss out on that. But it was because of your ability. It is any more than a person who's artistic and couldn't work their way out of a bubble if you gave them pie. That's an engineering joke. But you want them to become the next Einstein.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
A worry for the markets, once again, as you and I have repeated so many times when we gather on days like this.
But it's not.
It's not, right? So could the markets live with not seeing it this year, tax cuts this year?
Well, I try and look at things through a different lens. I look at the positive price performance, not the politics of what's happening. So let's look at how far the markets have come. And, you know, that's a cherry on top if we can get some of these legislative items done. But we're this far along, regardless of what's happened and the nonsense that's happened out of Washington, D.C. Let's remember this. First 6 months, we talked at 20K. Now we're at 22K in the Dow. That's 10% in 6 months. But if you compare that to the previous administration, they moved 20% in the first 6 months.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I just wanted to stop that clip. That's a Cavuto questioning somebody on what's been going on here. And I want you to understand what just happened in that bit of the exchange. So Cavuto says you got to look at this stock market. You got to look at what's going on here. And, you know, there's a reason to be exuberant. And the guy goes, yeah, you know, it's moved 10% in the first 6 months, the market. But remember, with Obama, it moved 20%. And what he's trying to tell you is that Obama was doing great. The economy was moving forward, etc. What he's not telling you is two things. One, Obama was printing money to move the stock market. Number one. And number two, the market was much lower. Remember, when George Bush gave the helm over to that, the stock market had crashed. It was down into I don't remember the number, but it was like 7,000. It had gone so far down, it was, I don't remember. Somebody can remember the number. So to gain 20% in the first 6 months then was no big deal. When Donald Trump took over, the market was at 20,000. Now it's at 22. That is a huge differential to gain 10% on a market that's that big. And what I keep coming back to, and I want everybody to understand this, is Donald Trump's doing this while fending off the left. So what else has happened? See, and this is why I keep telling you, it doesn't matter what they do. What matters are results. Here's the next thing that's happened. Donald Trump, they come out and they say, we estimate there's going to be 183,000 new jobs. Now, that's 175,000 is what it takes for equilibrium. So he would be creating jobs. And then the real report comes out and they say, guess what? We created 209,000 jobs. So we're 26,000 over what we thought we were going to create. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen next. That was the guess. 183, that was a, we predict. These are the actuals at 209. They'll come back in a week or two and they'll say, it was better than we thought. It was 239. That's what's going to happen, because that's what's been happening with Trump all along. And meanwhile, the left want to convince you that he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. Folks, I'm telling you, the reason why I sleep so good at night is I know where we're headed. And I don't want to go into my management consulting experience, but I'm just telling you, if you do things right in the U.S. economy and you let things do what they're supposed to do by the book and let people succeed where success is warranted and fail where failure is warranted, people figure out how to become productive. That's the one thing Americans can do. We've learned how to hustle. Now, we're losing that to some degree, and the reason why, I don't know why these third world countries haven't gotten it. Because they've had people I do know the answer, and I'm going to give it to you in a second, but they've been in the struggle, and they've been in the struggle for a long time. And you would think, having struggled for so long, wouldn't you kind of go, I'll put it to you this way. When I was a young kid and I grew up and it was a struggle, I wanted to get around the struggle. If you had said to me, Kevin, you got to walk 2 miles and get water every day, I would be thinking about, every day? Okay, I'm going to do it the first few days, and I'm going to be, every time I would be walking back in that hot Texas sun, I'd be going, we're going to figure out an easier way around this. And I'd probably start looking at well digging equipment. I don't know what my answer would be, but I ain't going to walk every day and go get you hundreds of gallons of water. This isn't going to happen. I'm going to solve my problem. So the question becomes, well, why don't these communities solve their problems that way? And I can tell you why. They don't think like we do. They don't see that you can make things easier. I use this analogy a lot, but it's truly one of these things where you get it. When I was a kid, the water gun I had shot a straight little beam, almost laser-like, and it was shoot at about 6 to 8 feet, and that was as long as you had a decent amount of water in it, but of course, as soon as the water level got too low, it would run out, and there would always be water left in the reservoir, which would make you mad because the little thing didn't go get all the water, and so you actually had bullets in the gun you couldn't fire, but that was the water gun we all grew up with. And I'm talking about, we had those water guns for decades. There was no ingenuity in the water gun industry. And then this brother, and I heard him tell the story. He said, man, I watched this little water gun when I grew up, and it never changed. And I thought to myself, this is nonsense. We could come up with something better. And he made the Super Soaker. And so you fire that thing, and shoot, 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 shoot. I mean, it would shoot a line of water on a rope that could put your eye out. These things are practically dangerous. And, man, we would have Super Soaker fights. I remember one of my friends, Brad, has like 10 of these guns. You could have an all-out war. And we did. And it was fun. And then I noticed that not only did the Super Soaker come out, there are 50 different kinds of them. All getting around the patent of the guy who came out with the original one. So you got Super Soakers you pump. You got Super Soakers that are, you know, handheld. And I mean, I don't know all the technology of the Super Soaker. I'm sure there's some that got turbos. You do your turbocharge that thing. So see, that's American ingenuity. That's a kid who became an adult who reflected on his childhood and said, I could do something better. And he does it. Then all around the periphery of him, somebody else goes, let's do something better. And all these guys become multimillionaires because they come up with an idea that we embrace. But meanwhile, in the third world nation, there's a guy still carrying buckets of water on sticks, you know, on like a pole strapped, you know, on his shoulders. And he's walking that water back to the camp where somebody boils it or whatever. I don't know what they do. Maybe they cook in it. But the point is, they're still doing it the hard way. And I can tell you, there are many countries where just having running water is a luxury. The ingenuity of Americans is second to none. I could talk to you about technology plays when I was selling tech, and I'd go into Compaq Computer or Dell Computer or whatever, and I was selling stuff, and it was state-of-the-art. We were talking about how fast a microprocessor could go, and they were saying, well, we theorize the maximum speed of a microprocessor at 5 gigahertz or something like that. And now we've blown past it. 2 gigahertz, or the timing that needed to happen for this, that. Now, the Cray 1 supercomputer, that was the fastest computer on the planet. That thing is a boat anchor if there ever was one. Your phone, your smartphone is more powerful than the best supercomputer of the 1980s, possibly even the 1990s. Your stinking phone. Everything you can do with it, the technology that can be done with that phone is amazing. It is a spy gadget. It's all kinds of things. And you know where that annuity comes from? It's not coming from South Korea, even though it could. It's coming from people that work at Apple, that work in Silicon Valley. It comes from the imagination of Americans. Now, I'm not trying to tell you folks that these other nations are slackers and they're no good at things. What I'm telling you is when you've lived into the bosom of freedom for so long, your mind is programmed differently. And ours are programmed differently than anybody else's. And now you're about to see a renaissance of that by way of Donald Trump. And the only way that the left can destroy that is they have to destroy Trump. And if they destroy Trump, I think it was James Woods who said, if you destroy Trump, there will be so much hell to pay. If you think getting rid of Obama during his first term would have been, you know, just crazy, try getting rid of Trump. And you have to be vocal about this. I'm vocal. If you try to get rid of Donald Trump, we will raise so much crap in this country. The left won't even, they will never win another election. It would be crazy for them. Get over yourselves. He is your president. I'm going to get into, well, we talked about the job numbers, but I want to get into some of the other leaks that are happening right now. Hopefully we'll get a chance when we come back. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
An encore presentation of the Kevin Jackson Show.
They don't know how you get Alzheimer's. That's what frightens me. They have no idea. A lot of theories. Nothing definitive. Alzheimer's would be a lot easier to prevent and avoid if you could just catch it like an STD. But it's not that easy. You're not going to hear somebody go, "Hey, watch out for Kathy." Pretty sure she got Alzheimer's. I went out with her last week, and now it burns when I think.
There you go. There you go. Glenn Campbell, gone at the age of 81, not what, a couple days ago, a day or so ago. Poor guy, died of Alzheimer's. Told a friend of mine, you know, she's a professor. We were having a conversation, and she says to me, "Kevin," says, "my mom developed Alzheimer's," and she says, "it's just so sad. You know, you go home and you expect mom to know all about you, right? You were a kid doing this, that, and the other." She goes, "doesn't remember a thing." And I said, I was telling her about my uncle and aunt. I said, "it's funny, my uncle and aunt both had a form of dementia, Alzheimer's. and or something, and they remembered little things, you know, from when I was a kid, and they remembered things about their childhood, but they can't. She goes, yes, well, my mom, she can remember things about her childhood, but she doesn't remember those big gaps in her life. And she says, but here's the irony. She said, my mother's lived 10 years beyond her expected time frame, because they had diagnosed her to die earlier, because her anxiety level dropped to such a degree that it was like, psst, no worries. Couldn't remember what to be worried about. I watched the thing on short-term memory loss. People that cannot remember longer than a few seconds. Try to be a student or try to learn something and you can't remember longer than a few seconds. I think that sometimes when I play piano, I'm like, somebody will teach me a chord. I'm like, woohoo! And then 3 days later, I'm like, hey, Billy, could you teach me that chord again? We all have some sort of memory issue. And you can train yourself to think differently. The brain is so cool, man. You can restructure it. Look at work by Dr. Amen. Looks like Amen. Dr. Amen, that's the way to pronounce his name. The brain is, one, I think, the only organ outside of the skin that rebuilds itself every certain, like the brain reconstitutes. You have a brand new brain every 90 days or so, something like that. Brand new, reformed, rethinking how those things come together. And I'm sure it's like anything else. It's like your skin. You know, once you get to a certain age, your skin doesn't have the elasticity that it had. Your brain doesn't either. But you know how you can help with that elasticity in your skin? Your workout. And your brain's the same way. I love how comedians take something that's tragic and they make it into something funny. You know, God says, when I think, it burns when I think. But, you know, Alzheimer's is one of those diseases that you don't know when it creeps up. If you have a memory lapse, do you think, oh, shoot, do I have Alzheimer's? Is it preventable? What could I do? You know, but the brain is a mystery. I'm glad I got Dr. Ben Carson as a friend. I can call him, hey, Dr. Carson, Kevin here. Hey, Dr. Carson, Kevin here. Yeah, Kevin, you said it. What? Help me, Dr. Carson. Anyway, I am sad to see Glenn Campbell go. We talked about it earlier, but I just found that clip. And, well, one of my producers did, and I thought we'd play it as an homage. So what's going to happen? Are we going to get rid of Mueller? What's the long game? How do you see things playing out? Do you want Mueller gone? If you could write the script of what happens in the next 6 months, is Hillary Clinton in jail? Is Barack Obama on the run? Is Loretta Lynch in jail? Is Bill Clinton in jail? Is the Clinton Foundation shut down? What about the lobbyists and the people who don't care about your interest in government? Have we drained the swamp in 6 months? Will we have? Should we be allowing lobbyists for even the gun lobby? The tax lobby? Should we allow these people in if they aren't doing the will of the people? For example, I don't care about the gun lobby. I love the NRA in the sense that they fight for Second Amendment rights. But the funny thing about it is, why do you have to fight for a right that's already our God-given right of protection? And it's been ordained by the Constitution in the form of the Second Amendment. Why do we need these guys fighting for us? I mean, you want to have an organization that says, I support the Second Amendment, congratulations, and charge your fees and go teach people about gun, proper gun etiquette, and et cetera, and push for things that make get your thing out there, that grow your business. You got no argument from me. I'm happy to see you do it. I'd like all the amendments. I want somebody fighting for the 14th Amendment, for the sovereignty of the citizen. You know, why do we need that 14th Amendment? The slavery things are over. Let's just get rid of 14 and just say, okay, it's run its course. It was written for slaves. It's being used to abuse us. I want to see things change. I want to see things make a difference. Ask me what I want in 6 months. I'll tell you, I want all those people I said in jail. I want the criminals who are being complicit in doing it. I'm talking about the lobbyists and the various politicians who are doing these things against us. I want them all in jail. And I want a government back that's responsible to us. And then I want us working on real problems. See,
We as conservatives have to get off of our high horses. Let me say that again. We have to get off of our high horses. And we've got to get out there in the community and we've got to do something. We've got to show people that we're more than just talk. See, that's what you like about Donald Trump right now. You look back at this guy who you kind of blown off and you're finding out he's not just talk. And I'm going to give you a little tidbit. I'm going to look around, make sure nobody else is listening, okay? Here's another little tidbit for you. You like people like that. You like people that aren't just talk. Doesn't it surprise you? I had some kids come over to help me move furniture in. And you know what those two boys did? They didn't come over here and watch. They didn't come over here and talk. We got inside of a truck that had to be 120 degrees. It was 105 outside. And we moved boxes. Some of those boxes were 70 pounds. It was like hay bundles. And we slung it, man. And these kids were sweating. I'd only met one of them three times, and the first time I met the other kid. He's a Mormon. And his dad is a huge fan of mine, and he told him, "You go over and help Mr. Jackson." And the kid came over, and he worked his butt off. And I was like, I didn't have to say a word. "What's next, Mr. Jackson? What else you need me to do?" I was impressed. Yeah. Now, don't misunderstand me. We can be impressed. Everybody can work, and we go, okay, work is the norm. But then there's some people that go above and beyond. But we're at a point where we're impressed if you just want work. You don't have to be good. It's almost like, hey, he sucked at his job, but he shows up every day. I love it. So what do you want to see happen? You got the world by the string right now, folks. Donald Trump's president. He's getting everybody in order. I've already talked to you about what he's doing with Richard Blumenthal. I said Donald Trump is doing one of the most strategic things with Richard Blumenthal ever. It was a great segment. I hope you listened to it, but I'll give you a little tidbit. He's sending a warning shot to every senator out there and every politician out there that if I decide to attack you, you're toast. Don't you think that's kind of cool? So what do you want to see? Who do you want to see go down? You tired of Mitch McConnell? You tired of Paul Ryan? Who are you tired of? Donald Trump doesn't have to attack anybody on the left unless he's making a point. He wants Pelosi in there. He wants Schumer in there. They're whipping post. Whipping boys and girls. I'll figure it out. He wants them there. And what he wants to do with Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and others is to say, look, guys, you're Congress, and I need you, but you better straighten out. So what do you want to see? Well, I want you to imagine a world that you put together. What's that, building the empire? I see the commercials all the time. I want you to build your empire. Trump's running it, and you get to set his strategy. And let me know what you do. I'd be curious. You know my thoughts. I want to see this swamp drained. I want lobbyists gone. I want transparency. I want Donald Trump to open up the Komodo on everything Barack Obama did and let us know. You know why he doesn't do it? He's afraid to tell leftists how bad things are for them, how bad it got. And I think they're afraid to let us know that too. And I also want to know what Sessions' agenda is now. I'm hearing some, getting some rumblings about him, so maybe we'll talk about that tomorrow. I gotta leave it there, folks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.